Well, I feel like we need to start this episode with acknowledging something very special. We had a birthday over the week, didn't we?
Stand on your chair, Ash.
Like it's TGI's.
Really?
Yeah, stand on
the chair. Oh, happy. Don't know the rest. Why are you doing that with your legs? Okay. 37.
37. We have a 37-year-old.
Do you know what you're getting as well? You're getting that, what did I say? They call it like salt and pepper hair. You're getting a few greys in there.
What do you mean salt and pepper hair? I've never heard that.
Yeah, salt and pepper
hair. Yeah, like static TV.
Yeah, exactly. You're hair like a static TV. I give it 6 more months. You're going to look like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
I prefer to sound like him.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you feel closer to 40?
So someone kind of gave me like a real backhanded compliment. I didn't know how to take it. Mm. They looked at me and they went, "Oh, wow, you look really good for your age."
Mm.
And
no, I was but you do though.
And I was like, "Is that a compliment? It's a compliment." But I was like, "I'm approaching, like I'm sort of like veering towards
40. Which is not, 40. A real talk, 40 is no age. But just as us, as friends, as boys, you like, I don't know, it does seem quite
like old. It's actually really, it's crazy for me to say, got a 40-year-old mate. Like, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, but that's because you're 30 this year.
Yeah, all right, don't, Ash, stop trying to drag everyone else down.
How old are you now?
32. So exactly, nowhere near
you're
you,
you're 33 in December.
Okay, chill out. You're the one who's nearly 40.
I've just turned 37.
Nearly 40, exactly.
I've only just
turned
into
nearly
that,
40.
The that's late it. 30s bracket.
You've just turned nearly 40, and that's fine.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that.
Do they even go up to that in Clinton's? Like when you get...
What do you mean? They go up to all ages in Clinton's.
No, but do the milestones get... I feel like they get bigger gaps.
Yeah.
They do.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You've hit that birthday where it's like a... It is a big deal. Like, you've made it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But 50 is the next big one.
Is it like a silver birthday? Not that we wedding anniversary. Is it like a silver one? Well, do I have to get you a special sort of gift? Wait, good news though. You seen that injection? They're doing it for dogs now. Maybe it might go around to human trials.
What
it keeps it? Dogs young so they live longer.
Yeah.
So you, if when listen, they human trials, sign up.
Yeah,
I'd get yourself
in the front of the queue.
I'd get there sharp.
Listen.
Sharp.
I'm not that old. What? No. You're only
32.
You're 33 in December, so you're
no, but I'm 32.
You're like 5 years, not even that, 4.5 years behind me.
Currently 5 years behind you.
Currently, what do you mean? You're about 4-ish.
Just so we know, I am in my 20s. So the gap for us.
Oh, mate.
The gap between us.
20s and 40s. You could be his dad.
I'm not in my 40s.
I'm just saying you could be his dad.
How can I be his dad? I'm only 7 years older than him.
Right, that's a funny statement as well.
What?
I'm only 7 years
older
than him.
And say, how old are you right now?
29.
Quick maths, how old are you? 37. Yeah, let's call it 8 years. Oh, 7 years, 2 months. Let's call it 8 years. Let's call it a decade. Best part of a decade. 80% of a decade older than him.
I'm 7 years old.
But you've done a lot in those years.
Thank
you. Exactly. You actually have achieved. Did you have a good birthday?
Can you say something nice about me now?
No, absolutely. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And it was Dad's 70th. It was Dad's 70th a couple of days before. Which I love, by the way, because obviously there's 3 kids, me, Ash and Talisa. Mm. My dad's birthday is October 2nd.
Yeah.
Ash's is October 4th. My mum's is March 27th. My sister's is March 22nd. And I'm December.
Your New Year's Eve.
It's an awful birthday.
Is it a bad birthday?
Oh, it's a terrible birthday. I used to cry until I was about 15. Because obviously everyone counts down to the end of your day.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be like 9 years old. Everyone's going, 10. No, I'm like, just give me a second, please. Like, everyone's counting down to the end of my birthday. Yeah. I was gutted. I used to hate it. And everyone's always got plans on my birthday. But, oh, can we go here? Well, yeah, maybe next week. You know, it's New Year's,
isn't
it?
You never do plans for your birthday.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No, don't spin it like that.
Oh, that's how I'm spinning it.
Don't spin it. Anything organised you don't want to do.
Yeah, I do.
You're Neggy Nelly.
I'm not, well, to be fair, so my wife, she did organise, literally it was like a big birthday get together and everyone was going, we was at Panto and everyone was coming back from Panto to come around the house and this and that. I think I cancelled it the day before, didn't
you did,
I? Yeah. Yeah, I put a message to the group because it was meant to be a surprise and I found out about it and I went, oh, wicked. Guys, I'm just not really feeling up to it. I just cancelled it. I'd rather just go home and just chill out. Sometimes I just like to chill.
So your dad turned 70.
Yeah.
Did yours feel a bit overshadowed? Because 70 feels big.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah, no.
70 feels like a big birthday.
I spent my birthday laying out chairs and putting out tables to celebrate my dad's. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You did the whole setup, didn't you?
Did you do the setup?
I was on my way. But I got stuck at Sheesh, the restaurant, eating the best halloumi cheese I've ever had. It was absolutely divine, actually. Yeah. So I was eating halloumi cheese. Saw Wicked as well.
Yeah, you're Wicked.
With the wife.
Had a lovely time.
I'll be transparent. I'm not normally a musical fan. All right? Not normally a musical fan. Yeah. But silver lining, did go Sheesh straight after.
There we go.
There we go.
So how did the second half start? Do you remember? You've seen it, you?
Yeah, but I watched it a lot. Start the second half.
Start the second half. I'll be transparent again. I was getting popcorn and I missed that. And then they wouldn't let me back in for about 10 minutes until it was a, and I quote, a suitable point to be seated.
So when did you come back in?
I'm going to be honest, I was on my phone a little bit as well.
Did you pay that much attention?
I paid loads of attention because there's that bit when she's green. And I went, I'll be honest, I paid such little attention in the second half. When did that happen? She went, what? When she turned green? And she's been green the whole
when
time.
When does she turn green? Yeah.
She's born that way because her mum gets jiggy with some other geezer who makes her drink a green potion.
Who's the other geezer?
Someone she has an affair with.
No, who's that?
Yeah, who is it? Yeah.
Who do I she has an affair with? Yeah. Scarecrow. That's the plot twist.
No.
Yeah, God, and then he's a pet lion.
God, you did not watch that show.
Yeah, you didn't pay attention.
Hang on. Was there a plot twist? Who
do, do you actually want to know? If anyone actually doesn't know and you're actually looking for, ready for part two.
Who did she have spoiler alert.
No, why did you tell me that? Why would you have told me that?
What? 1 minute. You've seen the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, while you were there pretending to watch Wicked, I was lugging chairs around for Dad.
Yeah, and that's because you're a good son.
Thank you.
You're a really good son.
He appreciated it.
He appreciated it.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You should have seen what I did as well.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Papa Banjo. Now, enough about Ash being quite close to my dad's age, actually. Let's move on to last week's MBE. Which you lost, Perry, in a weird turn of events. It was meant to be Ash, but then you pulled one out of the box that said you can pass it on to someone else. For some weird reason, he picked you. It's just all a mess, really.
Weird reason?
You grovelled. I begged and grovelled.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
I
so did I. Yeah,
he really grovelled.
And the MBE really is get a full face of makeup.
Which is annoying because I don't think we've got any makeup.
Oh, perfect.
Don't worry. I want to saw Wicked, so I do possess sorcery of makeup.
Is it green?
It's not. Do you know what? That would have been really good if it was green. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what any of this stuff is.
Really? Oh, I had one of those before.
Yeah, that looks.
Oh,
like
I know what that is. That's a beauty blender.
I had one of those. I had severe acne at one point, so I thought the only thing I could do is go shop and get one of those.
Did it help? Is that true? Does it make it worse if you cover it? Like, if you cover it up,
I tried. It didn't make it. It didn't make it any better. It actually made my skin way worse.
But it doesn't. It doesn't cover it anywhere, does it? It just like...
No, I think it just blends.
Sort of blends it in a bit.
You can't do right.
Your skin is actually fantastic.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Great.
No, because when you was younger and you did have that bit of acne going on there, it was actually quite tough. But bro, it's so like because I look at me and I don't know what cameras we're using here. Probably good ones. My skin's awful. I said this to Nelly the other day. Yeah, and do you know what she said? I went. Every time I look at a podcast clip, I go, oh, my skin looks so bad. And I thought she was going, don't be stupid. She went, I've got a good girl for Hydra facials. And I was like, yeah, you're meant to just disagree with me.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah, I had one once, actually, and I fell asleep and I kind of half slapped her on her thigh. I was like that. And I went, because she gave me a massage as well. The Hydra facial girl, Sarah, lovely girl. Anyway, she gave me a Hydra facial and I fell asleep. It was that relaxing. Remember I told you what I do? I fall asleep. Even when I have like MRIs and x-rays, I fall asleep because I fall asleep anyway. And then when you do that for him, you go, You sort of do that awake. She was walking past me and I went and like slapped her in the leg. It was just really awkward for the rest of the appointment, actually. And I had another appointment for like 3 weeks later and I didn't go back because I felt so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah.
But now I've kind of admitted what happened. Hopefully that's cleared the air. And Sarah, I'll see you soon.
For another thigh slap?
No, for a Hydra facial, actually. Thank you.
I'll tell you one thing I've never understood about makeup either. Mm. Like not why it takes so long, but like, you know, you see it happen and people like, it's like a proper art. So I'm thinking, what about if we time trial it?
Okay, go quick on him.
Just say, let's just go what we can do in...
2 minutes.
What, two, three?
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
But like I said, you've got a great base. Beautiful skin.
I don't think there's much. Do you even know what they do?
Oh, great base was not the term I wanted to say. Okay, I know what mascara is. I don't know what Matt Paulus is. Sounds like an accountant. this is Matt Paulus. I've got a hydrating lipstick. Pretty self-explanatory. Pressed powder. Don't know what that is. Blush stick. Don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Brow glue.
No, I don't know why I need that.
You're getting that, buddy. And this last one is setting spray. Okay. And it's called All Night Long. So,
all right.
Okay, don't.
Well, Pell, could you remove your hat and glasses for us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, lift the hat up.
Okay. Yeah.
So we just go forehead.
And the glass. We need to.
Shut up. Whoa. that hat went all the way back.
have we got enough? There's a lot of skin to cover.
I'll just get a roller for his forehead. It's not that big. Sorry. It's not that big. No, don't big. Get bitchy. My skin's bad.
I was
don't
start.
And I'm old.
Skin.
He's old. And I like, because do you know what? Everyone thinks you're the really happy go lucky, nice one. But you could be a real little cow when you want to be.
Firstly, I'm not. And I'm actually going to ask for, if you're watching or listening, your help. Jump in the comments and slate these assholes.
Because, why?
Because you're getting rude.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to. I'm not fighting back. I'm just saying, could you please help me out?
You pulled that hat all the way back. Here and all we did was make an observation.
Listen, do your makeup.
All right, come on then. Do your makeup and get your glasses
on. Okay, then I'm going to close my eyes because I don't like exposing my little tiny eyes.
Joe, well, let's just do your makeup. So hats up.
I believe we start with foundation.
Okay, so five heads out. Do you want to lift the glasses up?
The only question is how much. I'm going half the bottle.
Don't you fucking dare.
It's a lot of forehead.
Yeah, it's a lot of skin to cover. Let's go half the bottle.
Don't go half the bottle.
Right, yeah. Let's go. I think what I'm going to do is squeeze half this foundation onto this blender.
Nice, so. Yeah.
Yo, yeah, no, that's way too much. That's way too much. And please don't get on my clothes.
Okay, right, shush, because right, I'm doing your brows. I'm doing his brow, because this is brow. You're fine. It doesn't matter if it drops on you.
I'm going to put that around.
Oh, gosh.
Please don't drop it on me.
No, I'm getting your brow glue on. This is eyebrow glue. And it's for laminating.
It stinks.
So, what, the glue? What's weird about this? Half the bottle's only done half his face. I need to...
Wait, blend it out, man. Blend it.
Chill.
I'm
trying to laminate these brows. These brows are going to be something. So I say what these brows look like. You know Count Olaf from Series of Unfortunate Events?
Right. Okay. This foundation don't go very far, does it?
Can you turn your head a bit this way? Yeah. Actually, covered his eyebrows
can
in it.
Can you tell your head my way, please?
Actually, covered his eyebrows in it. Why is his eyebrows covered in it?
Can you at least try and do it properly?
We are, yeah, bro. We are. What do you mean? Do it to your neck.
We've got, oh, what's this? We haven't got one.
Lean forward.
Lean
forward.
Stop.
Hell.
We've only got a couple of minutes. Wait, get my hat, my head's
fucked. All right, have a chill. Right, so he's got his foundation. Is he,
yeah.
Is his foundation?
I'm just getting the contour in. All
right, let's get that.
Yeah, blend that contour in a bit.
Okay, ouch.
All right, sorry. Right, his foundation.
Okay, no, yeah, right, now we need the blusher.
Yeah, I'll do the lipstick while you're doing that.
Nice.
Cool, this is a nice, vibrant pink.
Yeah, a little bit of blush on
the only nose. A little bit,
bad.
Yeah.
Nothing too bad. Turn your head.
They sometimes put a little bit on your chin, I think.
Okay, a little bit on the chin.
Let's do some
lipstick. You got the lipstick. Good man. I'm going to go for mascara.
Can you tell me when you're there? Because you're scaring me.
Sorry, contour. Okay. I'm going on and then, now. Should we set this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Set it.
Yep.
Sorry, wait.
Brace me, brother! Wait.
Okay, sorry.
Right, I'm gonna do a couple of sets, yeah? Here we go.
You get that side, I'll get this
Make
side.
Make sure it's really
nice.
I'm set!
So, wait, we need
bit
to
of makeup on the neck.
We need to set this.
Enough, sorry.
I don't know. It's full face, not full neck.
Okay, yeah, but normally I want it to blend in with the neck.
Unblend.
Okay.
All right. Do you want your glasses back? Actually, you look pretty good.
Where are my glasses?
They're here.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I think you actually look all right, bro.
That's a good bloody job.
I'm actually quite pleased
with
that.
That's a good... Considering we're amateurs,
yeah,
that's not bad. That's really not... Would you like to see?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, you look horrifying.
No!
You look horrifying.
No!
You look horrifying.
No, bro.
You look...
Let me see again.
Just... Yeah, I know, I'm going to be real.
Wait, let me have a look.
Yeah, have a look at your own phone. I would say you look like if...
Bro, this is something people get cancelled for.
Cancelled?
Yeah,
no,
man.
You look like if the Joker was on some form of strongly addictive drug. That's what you look like. It's really not good.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't look too bad.
You look like Harley Quinn in a new one.
Why is the mascara on my eyelid?
Because you wouldn't stop moving.
No,
I'm going to be honest.
Still.
I think the glasses magnifying it make it worse. It's actually not that bad.
To be fair, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
No.
I thought we did a pretty good job.
Prom makeup. Birthday makeup. That's birthday makeup right there.
Yeah.
All right. F it.
And that setting spray, Ash put enough on to set you for the future. He gave you generational makeup.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm wet.
You're set for life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you've done that, and you committed because you took the oath, and I think we have to take the oath for this
week.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Right.
Do you know what? Oh, I'm so glad you did it again. I'm so glad you said morals instead of morals once again. Because we've got a comment from Julie. Mm-hmm. Jordan is absolutely right that Ashley is wrong about the oath. Mm. Moral refers to the principles of right and wrong, while morale refers to the confidence and enthusiasm of a group.
Oh,
sort
yeah.
it out, Ashley. She's right.
That's Sorry, true. Judge Judy.
Well,
it's true, though.
Judge Judy is actually correct. You're not even just saying it in an incorrect accent or whatever, or pronouncing it wrong. You're saying a different word. You're not committing to the
oath. You haven't even got any proof it's me saying it.
Ash, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 cameras. You got a microphone in front of
but
your
we
face.
We all sat together. How do you know it's not? How do you know it's not Jewel that says it? Or how do you know it's not Pearl?
Because it's coming from that side. Yeah, we've had this debate before.
Even I can hear it.
Duly spoken. Okay. Can you stop with it?
Fine. Fair enough.
Because you're killing our group morale.
I will. Thank you. Good use of the word.
Very good. I will say the word moral. Moral. From now on.
Done. Perfect. Deal. All right. Fair enough. Something to lift not just the morale of me, Ash and Pill. I would say the morale of every single brolo that's listening, because we do take note of comments. Yeah. We do listen. And one of the comments we've seen, I will be honest, is, we want more than one episode a week.
Yeah.
Can the episodes be longer? I would say the third thing, a bit of constructive criticism, is we would love to see a guest.
Yeah. Oh.
And we thought, well, look, do you know what? Let's do it. We have our first ever guest on Brothers Uncovered.
I'm so excited.
This is cool.
I wouldn't even say excited's the word. We're talking about a star, an A-lister, someone who, well, look, there's not really another way to say this, star of one of the biggest films of the last year, Deadpool and Wolverine. I can't believe we've actually managed to secure this guest. Someone who's just released a book as well. Mm-hmm. Might be a bit of a different tone for Brothers Uncovered. Do you know what I mean? Someone who's written a book and is coming on as a guest and is a star.
It's also going to be weird having four voices.
Well, we all know who's in Deadpool and Wolverine. We've got Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, and Peggy the Hairless Pug, a.k.a. Dogpool.
This is maybe the best moment of my entire life.
Now, if you're watching on YouTube, this is an absolute feast for the eyes. You'd be absolutely buzzing right now. If you're listening, how to describe her? Unconventionally, one of the most, look at that.
Brilliant.
Just heard it. One of the most exotic and beautiful dogs around.
Yep.
The tongue curls up.
The tongue is mobile, which is also quite impressive. Peggy, you've released a book, Doggy Positivity, Life Lessons from the Ugly Pug Who Became a Star.
She's like a foreskin.
Perry. I'm going to be transparent. No, you can laugh in the background. Her owners are in the room with us, and I don't think they wanted to describe their pride and joy as a foreskin. I'm so sorry.
I said it with pride and joy, just so we know.
To be honest, that probably says more about you than it does about Peg.
Because you must have the
craziest, you know.
Oh, you man circumcised.
Right. Why are we having this conversation in front of Peggy?
Firstly.
Show a little bit of respect.
Sorry. She's not even looking at me.
She's here with her white-haired Mohican,
tongue
out, trying to enjoy her first interview. This is her first... We were told this is Peggy's first ever podcast.
Yeah.
And in the first 10 seconds, you've mentioned foreskins.
She doesn't know what I'm saying.
She does. She's a very clever, very intuitive dog. Name another hairless pug that's written a flipping book.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course she knows what a foreskin is.
She's a pioneer.
She's actually like a little bit oily, which is quite nice.
No, I'm going to put it out there. I think Peg is a beautiful specimen.
I
love her. Really love her.
And can I actually say, I wish smell-o-vision was a thing, because she smells phenomenal.
She does smell beautiful. We were informed she has perfume, but this is the sort of thing that happens. When you reach the heights of Peggy the Hairless Pug, you have perfume, we have treats. Earlier, we were trying to get her to look at camera. Guess what we cracked out? Like a little biscuit or something, like a little doggy biscuit. No, Viennese Whirls.
Yeah. Oh, she's got style.
She's got class.
She doesn't eat them, but she knows.
Do you know what I mean?
She knows. She's like, I know what that is. I'll have a look.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? And that's the sort of prestige you get with Peggy. Does lead me on to something, though, because obviously we do quite a few would you rather's.
Yeah.
Looking at, again, yes, doggy positivity. We are positive. You know, it's all the message of the book.
Yeah.
Our would you rather, I'm going to ask you now.
Go on.
Take a look at Peggy. So we've described her. Mm-hmm. Her, the oily skin, the beautiful tongue.
The foreskinness.
Scrotum-esque
body.
The sort of Mohican-ish hair going on. Mm. What would you rather have?
actually is like the patch that you can't get. Is it? Because everyone's got one tiny patch on their nuts that hurts a bit too much.
Okay. What are you talking about?
When you have a shave. When you have a shave, there's always...
Right. To Peggy's owners in room, I apologise so much.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Stop calling their dog genitals.
No, sorry.
Stop just naming different genitals and saying it's the one, you have one patch that hurts too much to shave.
Yeah.
You should go to the doctors.
No, right, you're telling me you can get it all clean shaven completely.
Okay, can I just go to my would you rather?
Very quickly, answer my question. You can get everything smooth, like Peggy's back.
Oh my God.
Why does no one answer me on this pod?
Why does no one answer you?
You're unhinged.
Because you're a shoplifting menace. That's why no one answers you.
Yeah, guys, I'll be watch your back. He nicks stuff. He might try and nick Peggy, so keep your eye.
Count the amount of books you gave us.
All right, cool. Would you rather, if you had to have one, would you rather have Peggy's tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's dangling. Look, that's past her chin. So for you, let's say a 9-inch tongue.
It would go down to where I imagine the knot of a tie would be.
Top of your neck, base of your neck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're going down to. Tongue that long, or you and your descendants, so your children, Perry, your future children, all of you have to have Peggy's hair. Okay, so we're talking a very sparse, jet white Mohican.
Fine. We've got a mate with Peggy's hair.
Who? Go on, say his name.
Not say his name.
Who? Not anymore.
Who?
Was Curtis from Diversity. Not anymore. He went to KSL Haircut.
He did.
Do you know what? KSL, mate, you've done a job well.
You've done a great job. But you're saying this hairstyle gets transferred to all your...
So you're
looked at the way Targaryens are looked at in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but you can shave
it. No, you're not allowed to shave it. You've got to bop that louder, proud.
What do you mean you're not allowed to shave it?
It's got to be like that. White Mohican or Peggy's tongue, and it's just for you. Only you have to have
that. Just imagine that on your daughter.
I'm gonna say it now without a shadow of a doubt. White Mohican.
Really?
Tongue past my chin.
But hang on,
no comment. We said
it's a long tongue.
No, Perry, don't you start. Don't say it. Do you know what I think is brilliant as well?
What?
Peggy's owners are standing in the room.
Yeah.
They haven't asked one question about why Perry's face looks like this.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot. I've been made up.
Yeah. They haven't asked one question. Best not to ask in this situation.
It was to draw attention to Peggy.
All right, so answer. You're picking hair.
Absolutely.
For you and your descendants.
Sorry, Rose. You're getting the hair.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the tongue.
I'm going for the tongue. Because the tongue's mobile.
Imagine going hell for leather on the end of a petit filou.
Thank gosh.
Oh my gosh. I wondered.
When it comes to you, I never know what you're going to say.
Here we go.
Yeah, but I'd be like Toad from X-Men with that thing.
Yeah.
I would train it to pick stuff up. Mm-hmm. That should be our next book. Like, talk about her tongue and the things she can do with it. Jesus. Okay, do you know what?
We prefer positive dogging.
It's doggy positivity. Guys, it's doggy positivity, not positive doggy. Okay, let's...
Sorry.
Doggy positivity.
Sorry. Doggy positivity, Bill. Yes.
Life lessons from the ugly pug who became a star. And let's hear it for her. Peggy, the hairless pug.
We love you, Peg.
See you later, girl.
Would you like to go down?
Bye, darling.
Oh, don't jump. Don't ruin it.
Bye, darling.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's a star.
The back as well, isn't it?
Gosh.
She's a star.
What breed is Peggy? She's actually pug and Chinese crested. Which hence the hairlessness,
right.
I think. Yeah. But they're not sure either. She was sort of, I think she's, well, obviously she's a rescue. Bless her. I think by the time they found her, she was like 6 months old. And I don't think many people wanted her. But I wonder you know, a lot of people, they voice their own audiobooks. I wonder who voiced Peggy's audiobook, if she has one.
Probably Stephen Fry will take that as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what she'd sound like.
Who, Peggy? If she spoke. That was good. Would you rather? I still can't believe you went for a...
I'd go for the hair every single day of the week.
No, man, I'd have a tongue like
walking
a fruit
around
winder.
With that tongue. Like a what?
Like a fruit winder.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, but you're making
that's how it sound.
You're making it sound like you've just got a long tongue and it's just out and it's just like neatly tucked away. It's out the whole time.
She also licked my hand a few times and it was the driest tongue I've ever felt.
Yeah,
but the back half is wet. So you see, like when it came out, the back half is... No, I'm going for the hair, man. 100%.
Have you ever had it when you put ham in a fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you haven't quite closed the packet properly, one half of it goes like dry. That's what the end of her tongue's like.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's like so a crisp. True.
But just put a smile on your face.
What a great first guest.
Yeah, fantastic.
A-lister as well. A-lister. We've set the bar, guys.
Buzzing. All right. So look, saying that launch.
Guys,
this
is.
Week.
Sorry, if I touch my face, this is coming off like paint.
With makeup.
Yeah,
but that's why you don't touch it. You let the setting spray do its thing.
No.
Yeah.
So show a bit of respect for the art. Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Yeah.
Stay there.
I feel like someone's punched me with a freaking dairy milk.
Do you feel more confident?
Do I?
Punched me with a dairy milk. I don't even know what that means.
Because
I literally don't. I tried to just take it in my stride and move on. What does it? Explain to me what that means.
Okay, I imagine a bar of dairy milk.
Yeah. Part melted.
Part melted, sellotaped to a fist. And as it's punched.
Spodged her.
Spodged around a little bit and just kind of left me like this.
Okay. It's the fact that your moustache is pink. Ash, why did you do that with the lipstick?
Is
his entire moustache is pink.
It's also starting to burn my eyes a little bit.
Okay, is it actually? Your eyes are getting watery, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah, which is...
Do you want to wipe it?
I guess part... No, just leave it. We're here now.
We've got some baby wipes. You want to just wipe right, bro? Your eyes are getting super glassy.
That's fine. We'll leave it for now.
Okay.
I'm actually
panicking a bit. You thought you might be possibly having an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
So...
Maybe. Okay. We'll wait and see what happens.
Fingers crossed. So I do want to bring up launched this week, Celebrity Traitors.
Firstly, why are you bringing it up? You've never watched an episode of Traitors.
And that's my point.
I've never
seen Traitors. And everyone kept going, are you going to go on it? Would you like to go on it? And I bet if I watched it as a TV show, I bet I'd love to go on it. But I've never actually seen it. So I can't tell. As fans, sort of show you'd want to do?
It might be the only show I want to.
Actually, to be fair, because you haven't, apart from Dance on Ice.
Yeah.
Oh, celebs go dating. You're not really, to be honest, like me, you're not really, I'm quite a reality whore. You know, I've been on a few reality shows.
I like to, any shows that have popped up, I like to do a show that I think I could get stuck into and be like quite good at.
And that's Celebrity Traitors for you.
Yeah, I feel like I get, obviously it's all about being competitive, isn't it? So it's,
what is the premise though? Be a good liar.
Be a good liar, the life out of it.
Well, there's a group of people who get prize money at the end if they get all the way through, if there's no traitors left in their midst. So the traitors kill one faithful per night and they just spend all this time together and they have to figure out who the traitors are.
So can you get to the end and be a traitor and hopefully win money still?
Yeah.
And
you
be
can,
a faithful.
And along the way, you can recruit traitors and then it's their choice to, you know what I mean? To, if they want to become one.
If you're left as a traitor, faithful, you win the money.
I'll be transparent. I think you two are two of the worst liars I've ever seen. And that's not a bad trait. It's not a bad trait. It's a good trait. But you are two of the worst liars.
Really?
Yeah.
If I did the show, I would want to be a traitor. I just don't think I'd be very good.
No, I know you wouldn't. You're not a good liar.
Maybe I would.
What would you rather be? So if you're faithful or traitor? It's faithful, yeah?
I'd rather be a traitor in the show. If I was to do the show, I'd rather be a traitor. No?
Okay.
What, from the get-go?
Yeah.
Pell?
I think I'd get killed really quickly, so I'd have to be, I think I'd be
a traitor.
I think I'd go for a traitor.
Why do they kill people?
They've just got to eliminate as many people as they can without getting caught.
But whilst convincing other people that they're also faithfuls. Do you see what I mean? So when it gets down to the end...
Yeah, bro, I'm going to be transparent with you, man. You two, you wouldn't do bits on that.
Yes, we would.
You're rubbish liars.
One thing I'm going to say is this. You know when people, like, it's a game show at the end of the day, right? And people, like, get hurt and they take it to heart. Mm. But, like, part of me is like, it's just a game, right? Mm. Like, so you're just playing a game. But people are like, I trusted you. I'm like, isn't that the point?
It's for cash, though.
Yeah
that's Joe. What? That's true. It's for money.
It might be like,
ain't it 100 grand?
100 grand.
But Pell, 1 minute. You say that, yeah? Like you didn't say last week, yeah? That you would would take £3 million over £1 million for charity, didn't you?
Yeah.
With each chest. But you know, all the comments, every single person agreed with Perry.
Yeah, because guess what? We real out here. We are real.
So then, back to my traitors point, you've got to understand what I'm saying. Why do people take it to heart if it's just a game?
Because I think they thought maybe they wouldn't. If you do trust someone and someone's going to
but you
to
met
make,
them
we'll get through.
In a game.
That's like saying you're in a relationship or you're single and you meet someone who's in a relationship and they cheat on their partner with you and then they break up and you get with each other.
Yeah.
And if they cheat on you, you act shocked.
No, because that's real life.
Like that. Yeah, but still, it's like you
meet someone on the traitors on BBC and you're like, you lied to me. I'm like,
yeah,
because
that's the game. But I think if you're living together though and like you really end up trusting when you've seen the show and then you realise like a year, 2 years later, these people are still friends, they've obviously like
bonded
over, you know what I mean? So it's like,
I stand on the fact that I don't think I'm a very good liar either, but I stand on that we'd all do terrible on that show.
Well, let's try. There's a mini game. One of us is going to basically get picked to be the traitor or the liar.
Mm-hmm.
And we, between us, have to try and decipher who that liar is.
Okay,
we have to convince each other.
Rob pick?
Let Rob pick, yeah.
All right.
But you can't cheat. Shut your eyes, put your hand in, and let Rob pick one of us.
Yeah.
And now listen, if you're watching this,
you'll know who it is.
But if you're listening, play along.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Good idea.
All right, hands in.
Definitely close your eyes.
Yeah, no one cheat. Genuinely no one cheat.
Hands in.
Okay. Eyes closed. Let's go. Hands forward. Producer Rob, do the honours, please, sir. Okay.
Don't look. Just tell us when you've done it, Rob.
Done.
Based on that laugh, I'm going
to
say it's Perry.
Yeah, that feels like Perry to me.
Ooh. Someone was quick off the draw.
Quick, I was after you.
Ooh, after me. Oh, I know it's not me.
Ooh, he's trying hard.
Okay, no. Okay,
I know.
But you're doing that. You're doing a proper
deflect. This is what I... Because you're both bad at lying, it looks like maybe one of you's double bluffing me. So this is how I know you both know it's not me. Okay? So if you know it's not me and you know it's not you, then you know it is. Because I'm telling you it's not me.
All right, look at me and say it's not you.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Right, it's Pell, George.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no.
Oh, my God. George. It is not me.
You're very true.
Oh my, no, you can't. You can't.
Joel, say it to me again. Say.
No, no, wait, you look, say it's
no,
the
you look, say it.
It's actually. Let me tell you how I know. Because you won't look me in the eyes and say it's not me.
No, right. I know
you won't lie to my face.
Look at me and say it's not me.
I already have. Lie to my face and say it's not you.
It's not me.
Not me.
If you lie to my face, I'll be shocked. So I'm going to go Perry then.
Oh, really? You look at me. Oh, I say Perry then.
No, it's Perry. It's Perry.
Amy.
No, because I trust the fact he won't have lied to my face. So it's you.
What? But you don't trust me?
He won't lie to my face this year.
Wow.
All right. Let's just what happens now. You have to vote. Okay. So vote, Jude.
It's Perry.
Okay, I'm legit going for Ash.
I'll trust Jude and say Perry. Who was it?
It was...
Harry. Yeah!
See,
I wouldn't have known.
You don't know?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Why do you look so shocked?
Trust his face.
I would have had no idea.
No, actually, I'll tell you what's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I had to go to family genetics to make it. You were so convincing. You looked at me and went, no, Jude, look at me. Look at me. It is not me. I thought, fuck, maybe it is Ash.
Oi, I'll take back everything I said.
Listen, when you're in the moment and you're close to people, I'm telling you now, it's crazy.
Do you know what the worst part is? I said, no, you won't lie to my face. And you went, oh, but I will. And I thought, oh, man, I didn't mean to upset, but I didn't even mean it like that. I'm so sorry. Like,
bro, I take back everything I said about why it gets techie. Because even that then, I was like convinced. I was convinced that it was Jude. And then I was like, no, I've got. And I didn't know. I had no idea.
You didn't know.
I
would never, you won't lie to my face. You didn't show me that same appreciation back.
It's more about my detection skills.
Don't try and turn it.
Honestly, like you said, I'm getting older.
Absolutely.
Don't try
and blame it on that now.
I'm getting rusty.
Try and blame it on that. Let's just interrogate you.
You'd be a sick traitor.
Listen, traitors, can you put all three of us in, please? That would be fun.
God, I'm going to get killed at the first night.
I'll be out.
I'm like, my brother won't lie to me!
if we had to pick right now, I'm saying... You'd be the best person in there.
Throw me in.
Get him in there. If you hear us, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
All right, it's time to interrogate Ash after some hurt feelings from me. 3, 2, 1, we're back in the room.
Right, coming in.
Would you rather have to do, and you're a busy guy, would you rather have to do all your meetings in a busy children's soft play centre at peak time or in a loud bar during happy hour?
Oh, children's soft play.
Would you rather only be able to drink hot drinks or cold drinks?
Cold drinks. Mm.
Would you rather have happy birthday sung by the waiters every time you're in a restaurant or have no one ever wish you happy birthday again?
No one ever wish me happy birthday again.
Would you rather night vision or heat vision?
Heat vision.
Would you rather have to be breastfed every day and no one knows or not be breastfed but everyone thinks you are?
Ooh.
Oh.
Who's breast?
Not be breastfed.
But everyone thinks you are?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, you wouldn't just do it from source?
From source, from tap. Especially if you can pick who's breast.
Yeah. From mum.
No. Why have you got to get into mum again?
No, but very quickly.
Every pod.
No, but technically.
Well, who else is going to breastfeed us?
True.
Someone else. Who? We actually saw a headline about a geezer. His mum never breastfed him and he was angry about it. So he hired a woman nearly double his age and he was breastfeeding from her to get back at his mum.
That's some serious issues.
Yeah, some serious issues. But it just goes to show it doesn't have to be your mum.
Doesn't have to be.
So
well, I'm still going for not actually having to breastfeed every day.
Oh, they're still going for mum.
No.
Okay, I think that's odd.
What?
So, really?
You don't have to have like a full meal.
So
just
you you want me to be getting breastfed in private?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know.
Well, it's not about you. It's about me having to...
Breastfeed off someone.
In private.
And you can pick the breast.
I've got a question too.
Okay.
What position do you suck a boob in?
So,
no,
you said...
Why does no one answer my questions?
The questions, again, contextually...
Yeah, but we're talking about breastfeeding. As fully grown adult men, how would we...
Well, because I know you picture... Okay, I'll answer.
Go on.
You obviously go to the obvious answer of like being cradled.
Yeah, I imagine quite big. The lap.
I don't want that. I want to be like, you know when you see like an old school vampire film and you just see someone laying back like that and you're over like, and I'm just like, rather than on the neck, I'm on a boob.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? So I'd be like,
yeah, but then you've got to suck up. Do you want gravity to help?
Depends on the how much force you need. But like I said, I'm not going for a full meal.
Mm.
It's just a bang.
Once my head's on a lap, I don't want to move.
Yeah.
I want someone to dangle it.
I can't do this,
just drop it into my mouth.
Honestly, guys, I struggle. I can't do this.
No, you're fine.
Like a vampire.
Yeah, you know, like, ah.
Oh, I thought you meant you were laying
backwards.
No, no, no. So they'd be laying. And you know when you see vampires like, on their neck, but rather than the neck, I'm like here.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? You're on one boob.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're in control. You're
would
like,
you go between the two?
right,
this is
weird.
Wild, man.
I got dragged into your madness.
Welcome.
Because now I look like a flipping vampire.
See the light, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely straight back away.
One thing I would add to this story is...
It's not a story, but... Don't say story. One vampire dives into the alley. He stalks his victim. Nah, he latches to the breast. Didn't have to carry on that far.
George, you didn't need to go there.
Yeah, sorry.
One thing I would add to this... thing is the fact that sometimes bodybuilders for extra protein they would buy milk from pregnant ladies.
Really?
I think you might have just seen that in that film Pain and Glory with Mark Wahlberg.
Is that
where you've seen it?
No, I think.
And Anthony Mackie asks for breast milk.
I think they got it from a real life story where there are people with breast milk fetishes, and I heard that bodybuilders used to do it for protein.
Bodybuilders?
And this is not medical advice, by the way. So if the answer to this is yes.
Yeah. Drink breast milk for... Oh, wow. Yes. Some bodybuilders have been documented as drinking breast milk.
See?
Believing its nutrient composition offers advantages for muscle gain and recovery.
Well, it is for a human.
Though this trend is considered a fad and lacks scientific support for adults.
Yeah, but listen, I think if it comes from a human, it's for a human, the a mother would give it to a kid for a reason.
Would the reports change it for you? So if science backed it and said, oh, yeah, actually, it does work, would you... Like on tour, would you just have a fridge full of breast milk?
Oh, listen, if there was some of those tours that we go on are some of the most difficult
shows
ever.
So would you do it? Would you have a fridge in case?
Yes. If it was gonna help me, 1,000%.
How much have you got? Like a shot? You got like a shot of breast milk a day?
No, like a pint.
A pint?
Yeah, like a full pint.
I couldn't do like a pint of Nesquik, let alone a flipping pint of breast milk.
A pint of Nesquik?
Yeah, I can't drink normal milk, man.
Oh, I love milk.
Yeah, you're a freak. Yeah,
milk and ice.
Milk and ice.
Like, have you ever seen ice floating in milk? It's awful.
It's the worst.
It's really horrible. To look at.
You sound like you're like in a cartoon if they had like a gangster cat and it'd be sat there. Like a little block. That's what you sound like. Who has milk and ice? And I see you do like a tumbler. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Milk
man,
and ice.
It's beautiful work.
Yeah, some weird.
But I would try it. Genuinely, if it benefited me and it took all away.
You go for breast milk.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Cool.
You said heat vision over night vision. Took a little long to answer that.
Yeah,
what do you use it for though?
Like thermal imaging. Is that like Predator? You know, you see them like.
Oh, I thought he was
that's Chewbacca.
That's
Chewbacca from Star Wars.
No, Chewbacca's.
To be fair,
that wasn't bad. And what's Predator?
It's like an owl.
That's a pigeon.
That's a pigeon.
Heat vision, I thought just warmed things up.
No, heat vision like Superman, like laser eyes.
No, that's laser eyes.
No, heat vision is Superman's thing.
Thermal imaging.
No, 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 not you're such a nerd. Not thermal imaging, absolute gimp. No,
that's what we're talking about.
I think we're getting confused because I also don't think heat vision is what you're talking about.
Yeah, thermal vision, like thermal imaging.
Back to AI.
Like, you know, when you see like what's hot and what's cold, like, have you ever seen that thing where they put out different t-shirts of different colours in the sun and they see which t-shirt heats up
the most? Yeah. And they do thermal imaging on cameras in like...
No, that's thermal imaging, not heat vision.
Yeah, thermal imaging, that's what we said.
Heat vision is the ability to release massive amounts of solar energy stored within the body through the eyes.
Oh, that old skill.
Yeah, Superman, heat vision.
Oh.
Show of hands, are we doing superhero eyes or not and night vision, or are we doing night vision and thermal imaging? What are we doing? Show of hands.
We'll do Superman's eyes.
Superman's eyes? Everyone agree with that?
Superman's eyes?
Back, Superman's eyes.
Superman's
is
eyes.
It just me? So... Are you traitors in this room? So you're telling me, thermal imaging.
Yeah, no one's got
just
that.
Me. Just me.
So, Superman's eyes on night vision.
No, do you know what? The Brolos will have my back. I'm telling you now, the Brolos are going to say it was thermal imaging. But anyway,
okay,
let's
stop. If your choice was night vision, so basically seeing the dark, or thermal imaging, but you see how hot stuff is.
Yeah, in the daytime.
That's what you went
So you know when your food comes over, you want to know if it's hot enough, you just kind of go...
Yeah. You'd also see people fart.
Oh, yeah, you would. Because the air gets hotter.
What is it? What gas is that? Methane?
Cows release methane, don't they?
Oh, do humans not?
Apparently, they're the biggest contributor to global warming.
They are. It's true. No, legit.
Yeah. People think it's like jets and stuff, but actually, it's cows.
You watch Cowspiracy? Netflix. Crazy doc. Made me go vegan. Went back after a couple of years. But
yeah.
We've done the job for a couple.
Me too.
For a little bit.
Okay. Rather have happy birthday sung to you. You should never have happy birthday again. Rather than have waiters sing it. Every time you go for a meal's a lot.
Every time. Is it TGIs that do like the big
That's
boy?
What we did at the start. Happy birthday. And they go,
oh,
to you.
Woo!
Why else would we get you to stand on a chair?
That's what they do.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought that you'd be getting me to stand on a chair.
Do you remember when we went TGIs for my 17th birthday? went to TGI's for my 17th birthday, and they tried to get me to stand on the chair, but I was still very big at the time.
Did it break?
No, it didn't break. But I was like, get on the chair. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go and get on the chair. And as I lifted up, it cracked. And the guy went, don't worry. And then let me stand on the floor.
Said that to the chair.
don't worry. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I actually agree with you on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do get a bit sad when people don't say happy birthday.
Really?
I do a little bit. I act like I don't care, but.
No, of course you
want down inside,
to do that.
I do a bit.
You have to.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
That's because you're one of the people who doesn't say happy birthday till quite later on. Yeah. So quite later on in the day.
In the same way, like, I wouldn't expect, like, to, you know, I don't care if people say it or get me a present or whatever. Like, I don't really feel the need to always say it either. I'm not that fussed. No. If I remember, I'll be like, happy birthday, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, I've forgotten.
Yeah, you should be, because some people care. would you roll?
Well, happy birthday for December, bro.
Cheers, man. I appreciate it.
You said all your meetings, you'd rather them be in a soft play.
Yeah, this was because a bar, man. Bar's like my worst.
Think about our interactions with drunk people as well. Banjo, I got give us a dance. That's what it's like every time we're around drunk people. Do you know what I mean?
Someone coming up to me just talking about how much they love Kiss Breakfast, man.
I go for
in like them soft plays, you get like the little calves tucked away, don't you?
That's true.
But the mums of children.
Ugh. Yeah, but at least it's in the distance.
Yeah,
and I won't lie, there's one monkey business in Rochford. They do some great snacks in there, man.
No, do you know what? I hate the smell of those places.
No, they do have a smell. Soft place centers do have a smell.
But they smell the exact same as you've been to a Smith's toy store. It smells like chicken nuggets. They don't even sell food.
Really?
No, bro, go to one of those toys. I'm sure you've been there. It smells like chicken nuggets and there's no food in that place. Why?
Wow.
Because kids stink.
Right.
No, pal, that's horrible. Yeah. They don't.
No, but kids stink of food, like party food.
Party food.
Talking of party food, do you know what the most elite snack is? Especially the one you can get in a soft play. Little rectangle ham sandwiches without the crust.
Honestly, you are like 8 years old.
You know the little rectangle sandwiches you get about the crust? I'll just knock back like 12 of them.
You can get them in M&S as well because they call them little sandwiches and they're cut into triangles. Plain cheese.
Don't you think they hit different?
They are good.
Thank you.
I can't eat those sandwiches. I don't like the idea of someone else making a sandwich.
Yeah, you're weird about that.
Mm-hmm. That actually makes me feel really sick.
For me, it's the thought of someone buttering the bread. Yeah, it's not even putting
just,
the filling in.
Just a little woman, like, just a bit wrinkly.
How little is this?
Bit wrinkly.
Just there, like, trying to butter the bread.
I don't like that at all, man. I really don't like that.
All right, and lastly, you said you'd only ever drink hot drinks. Cold drinks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that, but I think I've hit that stage in life now where I didn't understand it until maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. If I don't have a coffee in the morning, it gives me a headache. That's how I know I have too much caffeine.
That's addiction, bro.
Yeah, I'll be sat there, I'm like, why's my head hurting? I haven't had a coffee. I have a coffee, feel fine.
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, I actually have to have a...
I stopped recently.
You did?
Didn't I?
You did, yeah.
I've had a coffee in the morning.
Really?
A
couple months now.
Yeah, a good few months.
Really? Isn't that withdrawals when you get like headaches?
Yeah, at first I thought, this is awful. And then I'm actually. I don't mind at all.
Yeah, I have a pre-workout to drive in.
Yeah, pre-workout.
Job, man.
The stuff that makes your skin fizzy.
Skin fizzy. I have a pre-workout, a coffee, and then normally like I used to do Red Bulls, but now I do a natural energy drink.
That can't be healthy, bro.
It's not good. Probably not.
That can't be healthy.
Probably not.
Wow.
Yeah. I probably won't see 40 like you.
I'm not 40 yet.
Okay, but let's also just brush over that. You're going to see way past 40.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. Manifestation's real. I tell you this every week, bro. Stop.
I'm not manifesting it. I just said...
Well, you are every time you say it.
Okay.
I want to shout out to a Brolo for a second because I would like to give you a handshake through the camera or the microphone for maybe one of my favourite Would You Rathers we've had so far.
Go on.
He said... If you had to marry a mermaid, would you rather the top half woman, bottom half fish, or top half fish, bottom half woman?
Well, that's just one obvious answer, isn't it?
Yeah, one.
You can't have top half fish.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
What do you mean, oh?
Top half fish.
Yeah.
Waist up fish.
Depends what fish.
No, it doesn't.
How is that beneficial? Then tell me how it's beneficial.
Starting a family?
He's got a point there.
Oh, right.
He's got some point.
If you want to start a family.
Okay. You've worded it in the politest way possible, but you mean intercourse.
Well, if that's how you make babies, then correct.
Okay. How about having a conversation?
What? That's how your kids were made, were they?
No, I mean...
A lovely conversation. You need to stop talking, mate.
So you would pick a fish with legs?
Potentially, yes.
over a woman with a tail.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Ariel. Yeah, but she can't speak, can she either?
Can I ask you a quick question? If she has to stay, does that mean like she just has to sit in the bath all day?
Yeah.
I watch. She has to be immersed in water.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to just live in like a water park.
Well, no, could you just like wheel her about or like a tank with wheels?
Yeah, but I mean that's quite inconvenient. That'd be like days out, and that tank would be bare heavy, man. Bare heavy. She needs to be submerged in that bottom half. Mm. Do you know what I mean? The tail needs to be in water.
And I wouldn't want to feel the flap of a towel.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Such
think
a good point.
Think about it, genuinely. Yeah. I think you might rather a fish head.
No, I wouldn't. I'm gonna go for definitely top half. Human,
yeah, same.
I think it's
it.
The only answer.
Really? Yeah. I guess it also depends if you're like a boob or bum guy.
I don't think it does. Yeah, she's got the head of a trout, but a fantastic bum.
No, but it's true, because you're getting one or the other.
That is. I think you look at stuff in the weirdest way.
Yeah. I mean, it was a weird would you rather from the beginning.
Yeah, from Graham. And you said you wanted to shake his hand on a brilliant one, which
That was a red flag right from there.
Graham might be that guy. I know from that meme. Have you seen him? He walks into that like that pet shop. He walks up to the guy who works in there. And he goes, hey, do you you sell those fish with no teeth? And the guy's like, what? He goes, get out of the store. He goes, does this change your mind? It was about $7.
Fish with no teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just being a freak, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a joke for the camera, Ash. Don't actually ask us what. He's like, yeah. That's weird.
And I've got $7.
Coincidentally, I've got £7 here. I think you have to pick mermaid. The traditional style.
Okay, fine.
Absolutely. I mean, as in like...
A Perry?
Yeah. All right, I'll do it mermaid style.
Yeah. Okay, don't say it like that because I mean it sounds again sexual. Okay. Don't say I'll do it mermaid style.
Fine. Okay, I'll pick the tail.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah. But thanks, Graham. That was good.
Graham, thanks for that, mate. Interesting debate.
I feel like we should bring maybe the weirdest episode of Brothers Uncovered to a close.
Wait, let's not forget we had a hairless pug on here about 20 minutes ago.
It's been a crazy ep. Yeah. So I'm hoping for a nice calm end. So it's time for Ashley Banjo's
nice comment. I gotta say it.
All right, I'm hoping it's time for
it time for?
Ashley Banjo's massive begin.
All right, should we get this done? The wheel? Perry gets the spin.
Can I say really quickly, it's nothing to do pod or anything. I laughed for 5 minutes watching that clip back. You know, when
me getting hit.
It hit you in the knee.
Yes, bro, it bare hurt.
Bro, I'm sorry.
I was actually scared it wasn't going to like, people weren't going to see. Yeah.
Oh, bro, it went, dong.
It was great.
I don't know where the wheel is. Oh, it's there.
I've got the wheel.
Perry's going to spin it.
So should you be spinning it?
Yeah, because he had to do the MBE. Yeah.
Here we go.
Sorry, bro.
For the MBE this week.
Mm. Oh, man. Yeah, Ashley Banjo.
What?
It's a joke, but it's you. This is fantastic.
Oh, go and kiss Peggy the hairless pug, you bitch.
There's a couple of reasons we need to go again.
Give me the ball.
Oh, this is good. This is good news. This is. Fan wow. Bloody
I won't lie, we're kind of running low, and that's scarier. Yeah, because I've got told with some dark ones in there.
Exactly. Pick away.
Right.
I hate this, man.
First option is, would you rather
get a bodybuilder spray tan?
That's good.
That's so really good. Bloody good.
Go on.
Jude.
Oh, no.
Jude, just have some like grace.
Okay.
Or
won't you grace us with the next option?
Or would you rather?
No.
What's that one?
I mean, actually.
Oh, really? No. It doesn't mean I'm involved in
Katie
does it?
Says wear a corset for the entire episode.
Like Anne Boleyn.
1 minute. Use, this is not a real choice, bro.
Wait,
that's a good choice.
No, use, come on.
What do you want?
You're lucky you don't have to do both.
Yeah.
Right. So, wait.
One of those golden tans.
Yeah.
Firstly, yeah. I can't get a bodybuilder spray tan.
Big up to Alex Bowen, by the way. I just
see
him.
Yeah, see him.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Unit.
Bodybuilding comp.
Unit.
I think he came second as well. First in comp. Yeah, congrats, bro.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, lad. Anyway, back to it. You could ask him for some advice. Get one of them tans. or where well, it calls
but
it.
What about like filming and work and stuff?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's on you.
This is work.
Or or wear a corset for the entire episode.
Yeah. Is it going to also be like when I was like old school?
Yeah.
Like
Moulin Rouge corsets. Yeah. What one of them. I want you to look like the promiscuous girl in Wild Wild West.
Yeah. Like a Wild West prostitute.
Yeah. They're your options.
Obviously, I'm not going to wear a corset. Actually, can I wear a corset? No one said I can wear a hoodie.
That's you. You're wearing just a corset.
It's just a corset.
Just a corset.
Okay, you can have trousers. Yeah.
So why are you adding the rules?
Okay, listen. You're going to be sat there, shoulders out.
So if I could wear, can I wear a corset under a hoodie?
No.
Wear a corset. We need to see it.
John. Oh, bro, I hate you.
It's just got to be one of the worst.
This is
not get out.
That's also jokes. If our new studio opens, and I know you're going to be down there for especially the first month, like solid amount.
You've got to be there in that golden tan. I can't. You've got to be golden tan or corset on here.
I can't do
it's
this.
Corset, it's corset for an hour or golden tan. What are you picking?
Yes, I can't do this.
I know how deeply uncomfortable you are. What's making it so funny? Yeah.
I'm going to have to go for a spray tan.
Okay.
No.
Sick.
Oh, gosh.
Joel, bro, have you made your decision?
I can't wear a corset,
that's
bro.
A really bad option.
I'm going to get a spray tan.
You going to tan?
I'm going to get a spray tan.
Right, you go tan. All right, well, join us next week where Ash will be fluorescent. Brothers Uncovered. Like, share, subscribe. Big thank you to our guest. I keep going to say Peggy Goo. Who's the world famous DJ?
Yeah, I know.
No, Peggy the Hairless Pug. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Peace. Thank you.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast. Rayo.